Okay, everyone, welcome to the lesson on making a great cover. Tim, I feel like, is literally jumping out of his chair to talk about this because I'm the words guy. I'm the words nerd. I got like all the little details. I'm into that. Tim is big visuals, big pictures, big images. And I think it's mostly because he knows like the effect it has on people for his writing. So we're going to talk about how to get a good cover, a couple ways to do that. I think before that, Tim, let's just set the scene for everybody. Like, why is a cover so important? How does it change how people interact with your book? Dig into it, man. Let the passion loose.
Yeah, Todd, I was saying before, I wish we'd done this one at the start. Like, I was watching the outline, it was all great, but like, get me to the cover. That's the bit I want.
Right.
Because people make fun of me. So, even when I do free ebooks, I usually go and drop at least $1,000 on a cover, which I'm not making
Okay.
any money on. And people
Yeah.
would just think, ah, oh, this Tim guy, he is crazy. Like, why would you do that? And it's because the cover's the most important thing. Like, it sets the tone, it tells me how to feel before I open the book. And so if there's a, if it's a non-fiction book and it's got a beautiful cover with like clouds and a unicorn and there's a castle in the distance, I'm
Yeah.
starting to get this vibe of like what the story is about to be. But
Yeah.
when it's just words, it's not enough, Todd. It just doesn't, I don't know. It's fundamental. I know you've got some dot points, but the one I like was the your mum's been lying to you. The book cover is the most important, and people do
Yeah.
judge a book by its cover. And I'm unfortunately one of those crazy people. If a cover's bad, I'm not buying the book. Don't care any other way.
And I think it's real. I had to learn that the hard way. Tracking my book over time, that my first version of The Creative's Curse had a friend do the cover, and it just threw some stock images on there. The text was kind of funny, but he and I were both scrapping at the time, right? We were just trying to figure it out. And the second version of the cover, I got a guy who did illustrations for the New York Times to come in and do. And again, that was an accident, by the way. I didn't seek out New York Times editors, but he connected with me and he was like, "Oh yeah, by the way," and my mind exploded a little bit because now I can say that to everybody and it sounds so neat. But the conversion rate, dude, not even close. Just a completely different ball game as far as the amount of books I selling. It enabled me to run ads profitably instead of just like barely breaking even or not breaking even. And I have a strong suspicion that that cover and the one after it is what people remember when they think about me and when they remember the book. So cover is it's big. I had to learn it the hard way. Luckily, you got it viscerally, but yeah, I think that's a big deal. Any other thoughts? You could probably talk for an hour about this.
Yeah, I'll be short, Todd, but the only other point I would say is if you are going to invest any money into your book, the one place I'm putting money is in the cover, not the editor, not anything else. Throw it into the cover, and later we'll cover the Amazon ads. Maybe that's the other area to invest some money. But yeah, that's how I think about it.
And you and I obviously think a little differently now than we did, or at least than I did in the beginning, because I see the ads, I'm getting all that money back. And I think you and I both know that with the cover, you pretty much get it back what you spend almost every time if you get it right. So let's get into it and talk about some of the details around this a little bit. Obviously, everybody judges a book by their cover. And you can see this when you look at some of the best sellers on Amazon. One thing I like to keep in mind is that, okay, not every book that has a great cover sells well. Sometimes you get crappy books with a phenomenal cover. Sometimes it doesn't get marketed well. It's in the wrong category, whatever it is. But every single book that sells well has a great cover. Bottom line. What you don't want to do is just give it a go. And try and make stuff up in Microsoft Paint or something like that. Like, I don't even know if they put that on computers anymore. But I was in elementary school, I was like sketching stuff together. And that comes to mind because I found a few covers recently that kind of made me cringe. And I'm hoping by showing them to you, I will persuade you not to do that. So this one here, we've got Voluspa, a magical word. Pretty scary. We got a dragon that looks a little bit like a an otter or something. We've got signed confessions by Anonymous again, and that's why I thought of Microsoft Paint. And then we have a red man finding the man in the maze, which I don't know. There's a cactus there, and I can at least read the title. But bottom line is, Tim, I'm probably not going to pick up any of these books. Are you even tempted to read any of them?
Oh, that last one, Red Man. Don't mind the sky in that, but no, I don't know what that maze thing is. It's very confusing. The cactus is confusing. And then the most important part, the title, is lost in all the colors. So, nah, I'm probably not buying any of those.
Just passing on them all, and that's unfortunately some people who come into this mindset of like, oh, I'll just do it myself, I'll save a few bucks. One of the things I like to keep in mind is that marketing, and your book cover is all marketing, is a multiplication process. And if at any point in your marketing strategy you multiply by zero, it's a big zero. Like, this book could have had the best description ever. It could be in all the right categories. It might even be a dynamite book, but I'm never going to read it. And frankly, nobody's ever going to read it because of the low quality of the cover. So we don't want to make things up on the fly. We don't want to try and just cobble it together. What we want to do is have a good strategy for the cover, and you can do it on any budget. Obviously, the more you spend, the more likely you are to get a designer who can help. But Tim and I are, again, we come from the bootstrapping background. We're trying to scrunch expenses, spend as little as possible, and get as much as possible out of this whole process. So in order to do that, one of the first things that I'll do is look at the genre that I'm producing a book for, that I'm making a cover for. So here are the top sellers in this category, market research. I got a client in this category who is just below this point today, which is a shame because otherwise I could brag. I should have taken a bigger screenshot. But I'm looking at this. Okay, market research. If I have a market research book, I'm thinking, all right, we got some red on here. Yeah, red. Red seems to be it. We got some blue, but at no point do we have this. Right? We don't have anything that looks like that. We've got some different styles. This one is the oddball to me. I'm a little surprised that this has made it in, and it could be that because it's so different, it's drawing someone. Maybe he's got a sale, maybe he's got a push. But I'm largely looking at, okay, we've got big text, right? So the title is huge. That just tells me if I'm doing this kind of book, I'm gonna have a big title. Maybe I'll think about red. Maybe I'll think about blue. Interesting. Creativity, right? A little different because even though these are both in the broader self-help category, the two types of covers or the trends in the covers are pretty different, right? Here we've got a lot of big text, we've got a lot of clear, words so you can see it at a glance. But in the creativity, we got some different stuff going on. We got what? I don't even know. Oh, burn after writing. It's hard to even read that. We've got this good day gratitude, coffee self-talk. Okay, I can see that, but the font's a little different, right? It's not this big blocky thing. Wreck this journal, which basically looks like something they threw all the newspaper clippings or magazine clippings onto a cover and glued them all on there. We've got different colors, and so I'm going, okay, interesting. So if I'm creativity, maybe I'll play with the covers a little more, play with the colors a little more. And then finally, we have business culture. And in this, boy, Tim, I just see a lot of very straightforward, very obvious, big, bold covers that you can't misunderstand. The oddball out here is the 4-hour workweek. And I'm frankly just, I'm. He gets a free pass, right? Because he was a New York Times bestseller for so long. This book is still selling this well. Who cares if he didn't go on these trends? He's got the sales momentum. But if I'm creating a cover here, I'm going, okay, I'm looking for trends. I'm looking for big text, and I'm looking for bold colors, and I'm also trying to, make a list of these things that I'll communicate to the designer. Tim, how's your process for for kind of getting started, do you look at other similar books, or do you are you one of those like visionary folks who's like, I see a statue with a man holding a book? Like, what's the starting process for you?
It just depends. I've tried a few different strategies. One is trying to be inspired by the illustrator who just takes the book title and
Nice.
kind of riffs on it. I found that a little bit challenging because you can get a lot of really bad ones where they just put things in the illustration that I don't want. So where I'm at the moment is I generally am a little bit more visionary and I can kind of figure out roughly what the image is that I want. So I give them a few dot points around what could be in the illustration, then I'll let them riff. But I'm
Nice.
probably more the 4-hour work week style of
Yeah.
book cover I like. And in that
Yeah.
previous example, you had one in creativity with the blue and the yellow, which was kind of nice. Or the
This
yeah, that
one?
one.
Yeah, I love
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's really creative. But it depends on the book. If I'm writing a business book, I don't think I would go that wild.
Right.
And sometimes it just depends on you as the writer, like what your taste is. I do like those very far out, beautifully illustrated books that are not just text. That's my style.
Yeah.
So it just comes down to you individually.
Yeah, right on. I think that's true. I think design is a combination of studying where you want to be plus adding your own kind of personal flavor. I don't see any reason why an orange book or a blue book could race up here, or even a purple one. Like, if you're feeling that, and you can do all the other things right, so that no one looks at it and it's like, what kind of book is this? A couple of lessons ago, Tim, I remember you looked at one in the pile and go, oh, that looks like a nonfiction book. Oops, no, fiction. Might have been a little cover mismatch there. That's what we want to avoid when it comes to a cover. We don't want to make a crappy one, and we don't want to make one that looks like it doesn't belong with the types of book that people buy in the same genre, right?